Stand for the reading of the gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 21st chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. When Jesus entered the temple, the chief priests and the elders of the people came to him as he was teaching and said, "By what authority are you doing these things? And who gave you this authority?" Jesus said to them, I will also ask you one question. If you tell me the answer, then I will also tell you by what authority I do these things. Did the baptism of John come from heaven, or was it of human origin? And they argued with one another, "If we say from heaven, he will say to us, then why then did you not believe him? But if we say of human origin, we are afraid of the crowd, for all regard John as a prophet." So they answered Jesus, "We do not know." And he said to them, "Neither will I tell you by what authority I am doing these things. What do you think? A man had two sons. He went to the first and said, 'Son, go and work in the vineyard today.' He answered, 'I will not.' But later he changed his mind and went. The father went to the second and said the same. And he answered, 'I go, sir.' But he did not go. Which of the two did the will of his father?" They said, "The first." Jesus said to them, "Truly I tell you, tax collectors and prostitutes are going into the kingdom of God ahead of you. For John came to you in the way of righteousness, and you did not believe him. But the tax collectors and prostitutes believed him, and even when you saw it, you did not change your minds and believe him." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. I'm really anxious to do a children's message. Today and the last time that I preached, I had children's messages prepared, but they're just going to have to wait. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. A man applied for a job as a handyman. The prospective employer asked, "Can you do light carpentry?" The man answered, "No." "How about some brick laying or masonry repair?" Again, the man said, "No." The employer asked, "Well, how about electrical work?" The man said, "No, I don't know anything about that either." Finally, the employer said, "Well, tell me then, what is handy about you?" The man replied, "Well, I live just around the corner." Sometimes the greatest ability we have or we can have is our availability to avail ourselves to the world around us and to God, to be where God can call us, to be within whisper range of God's summoning call. That is the beginning. That's the beginning of life, a meaningful life of discipleship, to avail ourselves to the one who calls our name. Well, today we have another parable told by Jesus. It's the parable of a man who has two sons. Both were commanded by their father to go and work in the vineyard, to make themselves available. The first one said no, but then thought better of it and went. The second one said, yes, but never went, never did go. So which of these two sons availed themselves to the will of their father? It seems to me that the women in the crowd might be thinking, well, he should have just asked his daughters. They probably would have gone. And me, when I read this story, I think, well, he should have asked the third son. That's me, the third son. I'm third of four boys. He should have asked the third son. The third son learns from the mistakes of the older siblings. The third son would say yes and would go. The third son would do the honorable thing. But the reality is, to understand this parable, and we'll come back to these ideas, but the reality is to understand why Jesus tells this parable, we first must understand its context. All of this, or this story that we have before us today, this comes after Jesus has made a spectacular entrance into Jerusalem earlier in chapter 21. Three things happened during that entrance into Jerusalem. Those people who Jesus had been healing and feeding and blessing and gathering, forgiving, those people had gathered on the Mount of Olives. Jesus has brought to him a young colt. And the people lay their cloaks or their coats and palm branches on the road, and they cry out as Jesus descends from the Mount of Olives through the Kidron Valley into Jerusalem, Hosanna, blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. They are declaring that Jesus is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. He then goes into the temple, we're told, where he drives out money changers and demands that his father's house be restored to the house of prayer that it was meant to be, a house of prayer for all people, rather than that place that has been made into a den of robbers that lays burdens upon people's backs, burdens that they cannot bear. And thirdly, the next morning, Jesus, as he's coming, returning to the city from Bethany, he goes to a fig tree that's full of leaves, abundant in leaves, but has no fruit. He curses it and it dies. It's then that the chief priests and the religious elders come to Jesus and ask him, by what authority are you doing these things, and who gave you this authority? If one who was not born into a place of authority like Jesus was to take on authority, it had to be given. It had to be given by someone. So who gave you this authority, they demand. Jesus responds by doing what Jesus does best. He meets a challenge with a challenge. He returns a question with a question. And he turns the question on those who ask it. If you answer me this question, Jesus says, then I'll answer you the question that you ask me. Was John's baptism, was it from heaven or was it from man? In other words, whose authority was behind John's baptism? Who was John availing himself to? Was it God or was it man? By their unwillingness to answer, because of fear that Jesus would convict them if they said from heaven by saying, why did you not believe him? Or fear of the crowds if they said John was doing his work on the authority of man. By their unwillingness to answer, it is clear that these religious elite are unwilling to avail themselves to Jesus nor to the people. They have only their own best interest at heart. Self. Self was their authority. Save their own kingdom that they had built, save their own necks, was job number one. It's then that Jesus tells the story. A man has two sons. Jesus turns the question, which of the two did the will of the Father, he turns it on those who had come to him to question his authority. Which son availed himself to the will of the Father? In other words, religious leaders and authorities, which authority is guiding your life? Whose authority guides your life? Your mind, your actions, your work? It's a great question for you and me. It's a great question for us to ponder. Whose authority guides your life? Whose authority guides mine? Is it God? Is it God's authority who guides your life? God's authority, God's will? Or is it the authority of self? While we are called to be responsible for our lives, yes, absolutely. But to claim authority for the self, that is false. It is corrupt because the heart of sinful man, sinful woman, sinful child is corrupt. So whose authority? Or what authority guides your life? God, self, or something else? The parable says that the answer to that question is in the action, not in the answer that you give. So you need not say a word. When asked the question, what authority guides your life? Jesus' story tells us that it will be in your actions that the answer is given. The proof is in the pudding. The proof is in the fruit that you bear. The fig tree had leaves that made the statement, I am a fig tree. But without fruit, without figs, it was just another tree. As much as I would like to think that I am the third son who gets it right, I can't claim that position. As much as I like to kid around or joke about the fact that this man maybe should have asked his daughters to go work in the vineyard because they probably would have gone, daughters are just as likely as sons to say one thing and do another. Jesus, the first son, is the third son in this instance. Jesus says yes and does what he says he will do. Jesus says yes and avails himself to the will of the Father. Jesus avails himself to the work that God calls him to do, to go into the vineyard, to feed, to heal, to bless, to forgive, to uplift and uphold, to make right, to reveal the kingdom of God. Father, Jesus says, let this cup pass from me, yet not my will, but your will be done. Jesus prays in the garden. Jesus is the son who was commanded to go work in the vineyard, to go and lay down his life as a ransom, to rescue those who were sinful and broken and fallen. He said yes, and he did. So that sinners, tax collectors, prostitutes, all who sin and fall short of God's glory have a place in the vineyard, have a place at the table by grace through the blood of Jesus. There are many forces, many powers, many principalities that want to be your and my authority in this world. Things like money or things or toys that we can collect and gather and claim as our own. Addictive substances and behaviors grief, the self. Even COVID-19 wants to be the authority in our lives and demand from us that which we cannot give. The authority of these things come from son number four, the one who said no and didn't. The son who now seeks to destroy the vineyard and everyone in it. That son is the one who fell from heaven, Satan himself. His and the authority of these things that want to lure us under the spell of their authority, these things, their authority comes from the prince of darkness. Jesus gave his life to stop the madness. He gave his life to free us from death for life, to free us from the authority of death that we might avail ourselves to life, to the authority of life, to the authority of love, to the authority of God as we care for our neighbors and creation around us. Scripture teaches that being rich or wealthy has nothing to do with money or toys or things, but instead has to do with our relationship with God and our neighbor. Scripture teaches that no thing, no substance can satisfy the longing of our hearts, can fill the emptiness of our souls within. Only Jesus has the power to satisfy, to quench our thirst and satisfy our hunger. Scripture teaches to trust the self is misguided. Only Jesus knows the way, for he is the way, the truth, and the life. Scripture teaches that sorrow and grief may linger, may last for the night, but in Jesus, joy comes in the morning. COVID-19 may stop us from living life as we wish. It may stop us from gathering as church as we like to do, as we used to do, but it cannot stop us from being the church in our homes, in our lives. It cannot stop us from loving and forgiving, from helping and blessing the world around us. It cannot stop us from being compassionate and kind. Dear friends, Jesus is calling you. He's calling you and me into the vineyard. And let's face it, none of us, like the man in the first story that I told today, none of us are qualified. But by grace, we are called and we are equipped. We are equipped to enter God's vineyard and to live the life that Paul calls us to in our reading from Paul today, to live that life of humble service, a life that reflects the life of Jesus, the Son who said yes and went. Whose authority will you avail yourself to? Jesus is calling. Amen.